President George W. Bush. After church on February 4, 2001, the Lord told me many things must change. He told me not to pray for His promises to be fulfilled in my ministry anymore. I had been praying the same words related to His promises for almost 2 years. Ever since the Lord showed me heaven's vision, I pray 4 times a day, 7 days a week until now. I never missed a single prayer time. Anything I start to do with the Lord, I can never quit on my own until He tells me to. This is the reason the Lord moved all people that I know out of my life. Nothing and no one was to disturb my mind while He was preparing me for my ministry. The Lord had told me during the preceding national election year in the United States that George Bush was His chosen man for the last day's president. I knew why it was so difficult to complete the election process with so many disputed votes and other problems. This was because Satan knew that George Bush would make a difference to the Christians of this world, and the enemy was so against him. On the morning of January 27, 2001, the Lord told me that through President Bush, He would lead many souls to Himself in this last day, and the enemy would try very hard to win. Therefore, the Lord told me that every church must cast the devil out and pray for the president. I and the people in his cabinet daily am praying for him every morning as the Lord guides me. I hope every Christian prays for him and for your children and all the lost souls within this troubled world.